The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, let's go for gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com, which I got a package the other day from Ammunition Depot for... I actually got it before I got sick, so I haven't been able to do anything with it. But part of it had the rattlesnake ammo in it, which is some very good stuff. Target price feels like real self-defense load, so check them out, Ammunition Depot. I'm sounding more hoarse today than I did yesterday. I don't know what to tell you. Other than, please... Just to make sure that I cover the bases, go like the Facebook page, facebook.com/lockandloadradio. Lock and Load Radio. Go like that, and then the next time I get sick, because apparently, since the heart attack, I've gotten fragile. So things knock me down for longer than they used to. Ben, just so you know, every time you hear that sound, like it sounds like everything's been muted, I'm coughing my lungs out. I just don't think that's good to go over the air.
Yeah,
maybe you could get the spoons and play the spoons or something whenever you hear that happen. Just because, okay, so the noise alarms don't go off. There you go. I think so. Ben and I come up with new radio protocol every time we work together. Huh? Yeah. Let's talk about a young lady named Autumn Parkin. She is a mother of three from Boise, Idaho, and she is now a gun rights advocate. But she didn't always used to be a gun rights advocate. In her profile video with The Blaze, she admits that she came from a liberal background. She did not grow up with firearms in her home, and she pretty much felt that no one needed to own them, except the police and the criminals had them. Typical of a liberal. All of those views came into question when she was really quite young, because she was brutally raped by two of her classmates in high school. She was only 15 years old. She admits that she had a mindset that violence is never going to find me. She did try to fight off her attackers, but she said she wasn't able to thwart off both of them. 6 years later, while hosting a party at her home, someone broke a champagne glass on the table and proceeded to thrust the sharpened end through her nose. Parkin said that the conversation leading to this vicious assault grew dark, but she didn't want to ruin a good time. Later, she said that there was a feeling of being powerless in a period where she tried to drink herself to death. Luckily, that did not happen. She met her husband, but she was still afflicted with panic attacks. She was, as she put it, totally dependent on her husband for protection. She couldn't go out at night, venture out alone, without feeling anxious. When she received the final payment of her restitution, She then decided to buy a firearm. Not only was she going to buy a gun, she was going to learn how to be good with it. And now she says that training with a firearm has been a big part of her road to recovery. It was empowering, and she felt less defenseless. And as she noted at the end of the video with the blaze, along with many other pro-Second Amendment supporters, a gun is the greatest equalizer against an attacker in a self-defense situation. This is not new. As a matter of fact, Big Polly, this is not new. I listened to a conversation. I would play it for you, except there's too much expletives that would have to be deleted, and I don't know how fast our dump button recharges. But on the Howard Stern show, he had a conversation with his anti-gun producer, and his anti-gun producer came from the same mindset, the same beginnings as Autumn did here, where he gets out and asks stupid questions like, well, what if you want 300 guns? Should you be able to have 300 guns? Should you be able to have as much ammo as you want? And the problem I have with people that think that way is because they're not thinking things all the way through. They're not looking at it from a logistical viewpoint, which a professional, when it comes to weapons, looks at logistics, not at tactics. Tactics are very important. Logistics push everything along. He also pointed, and the supposition a lot of these liberals have, like Autumn probably had, like this guy has, is that everybody that has these things, if they're not criminals, they're going to be. The producer for the Stern Show said, what if you're a guy that has 300 guns and you decide to arm your friends and make your own little army? Now, I'll admit, I used to think that way to a certain degree. I still do, perhaps, but I know my neighbors well enough. Some of my neighbors very close to me are packed pretty well, too. So, I mean, my neighborhood is not going to be a fun place to come if you're a marauder. But this whole idea of asking the what if, what is this? So, we've got all these alarms going. This is what happens when you use the Apple ecosystem. Everything lights up. Anyway, we'll fix that here in just a second. Anyway, liberals, listen to me. We're good guys. We wish you no harm. We're not wanting to do anything to you. The only problem is that you think we're evil. And it takes something as violent as poor Autumn went through, a gang rape, and how many people walk around saying, well, I had the glass stem of a wine glass jammed through my nose? What kind of an attack is that? But it's violent. And attacks like that have longer-term ramifications. It goes beyond the attack as all of the lumps and cuts and everything, as they heal and close and swelling goes down. You're left with what's in your head. And, you know, quite honestly, I would rather have this vision swirling around in my head of me defending myself successfully and maybe doing something that most people would say, well, you know, that's sort of extreme, isn't it? Than I would having something happen to me or mine because I was defenseless. So this liberal mindset, this is the thing. This is the thing we got to watch out for. And we have no choice, really, because it's out there. It is out there a lot. It gets a whole lot of press. It's very interesting, to say the least. So, but remember, to keep up with everything.
looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solution. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Some people say it. You know, the market is cratered. I say this is the time to buy. And if you can buy from something or from somebody that has unmatchable quality, why wouldn't you? Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Not really heard of by too many people, but actually I think the reputation probably exceeds what I know about it because it's been a while since I spoke with him. But joining me again from the latest sponsor that I've gotten here lately, we're going to be putting the spot up any time now, Head Down Products. You can find them at hdfirearms.com. I'm joined today by CEO Lee Queen. Have you ever, I consider your firearms, your ARs to be in the class of, say, Bravo Company. You think that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, as in reliability, 100%. I think really where we exceed, Bill, that we really, you know, it's funny, I have this conversation probably once a month with people. They ask the question of how did you come up with the name of Head Down Products?
And, yes, this is a very good story. Everybody listen to this one. I like this. Yes.
Yeah, so we were sitting around, and my business partner, we were talking, and he's like, well, what do you think? What's your name? What would you name this company? And I was like, I don't know what to name it, but I can assure you this. If someone was shooting at me in a battle or in self-defense, one of my guns that I personally made, I'd want to keep my head down. And it started from there. And we've always had the thought process, Bill, that we want to make our guns better than everybody else, but not cost more than everybody else. And I think that's really what I pride myself the most about Head Down Products is that, you know, a lot of people have said it's the working men's AR. Well, yes, but what you're getting is you're getting instead of a forged gun, which 99% of all AR-15s are forged guns. This is a solid billet aluminum gun versus, you know, a stamped out piece of aluminum that they cut out. This is cut out of a solid brick of aluminum. So our tolerances are so much tighter. So when everything marries together, that's where you get your real accuracy. You know, it's tight. The barrel fits great to the upper and things like that. So, I mean, that's the reason why we can guarantee what it will do.
And I don't know that I would qualify them as working guns. I think they have the fit and the finish of anything out there. I mean, and as you know, I've talked to enough people that have shot the things to know how reliable they are. I haven't shot one myself, but that's not Lee's fault because right after Lee and I met, I vapor locked.
Yeah,
you never got a chance to put anything in my hands, huh?
I did. You know, it was kind of weird. I was like, "Where's Bill?" And then all of a sudden, I find out Bill is. Had some medical problems. I was like, oh, my God. Well, that just saw him 3 weeks ago.
Yep. So, but I have, you know, Aaron Cowan.
Thank you. Good. That warms my heart.
I know that Aaron likes him. I know that Don Porter likes him. My guy, Attack Daddy. And these are guys that, you know, they're not, these are the kind of guys that actually shoot everything. And they're not getting paid to shoot everything, but they get to shoot everything. And they have a very high opinion of the Head Down product. So, I don't know that I would just classify them as just a working man's gun. You certainly cover the price gamut.
We do, and I think for the working man, you know, that was a friend of mine that's a competitor, actually, with a very large AR-15 company. He says, it's a working man's gun. And I was like, you know, you're right. It's not really a working man's gun, but it's priced for the working man. You don't have to save a year to own a Head Down Products gun. If, you know, our entry-level gun starts out at $849. And it is the same components, with the exception of a few little knick-knack things, is the same gun that you would pay $1,000 for. So,
well,
you
know,
saving money right out of the gate.
Yeah, and yeah, like looking at the Triton, the Triton 7.
Yes.
That's a billet rifle, and it's got a skeleton buttstock. I mean, it's already as lightweight as it can get. It's got a quad rail. It's got everything, and I'll tell you this. I know this for a fact. A similar product, say from Wyndham Weaponry, starts at $1,500.
Yeah, we like I said, I really pride myself in being able to put my biggest thing in this is I've always have been a proponent of the Second Amendment, and I've always said you can't have the First Amendment without the Second.
Right.
You don't go to, you've got to have both. And the second protects the first. And, you know, when we started this company, almost 9 years ago, my big thing was we got to get what our founding father said was so important to get in our citizens' hands. We've got to make that attainable, not something that's going to be, well, you got a kind of a good one. I want you to have one that I feel comfortable in my hands, and I know what that gun's going to do, and I know how long it's going to last, and I know how reliable it's going to be. That's what matters to me, and that's the thought process that's put through every gun. I mean, we test fire every gun. We go through every gun. We check it and recheck it to make sure it's going to function and operate correctly. And it's not just a production thing like, oh, we sold so many units. To us, we could sell probably considerably more units and push them out, Bill, if we really wanted to, but we take the extra time to sit back and shoot it to make sure it's fit and functions correctly. And that's really what's important. And I think that's what's been lost in a lot of the gun industry. It's all about numbers now. To me, it's just about individual quality of each individual piece. I mean, that matters to me.
Well, and it matters to the people buying it, too, because a lot of people that are buying these things from you don't live in just outside of Atlanta. So it's nice to buy it, get it, and not have to ship it back to somebody.
Exactly. And, you know, you mentioned the Triton 7. Our Triton 7 is really our mainstay when it comes to law enforcement. I mean, our law enforcement community that buys guns from us pick the Triton 7 because it has all the attributes they can need. It utilizes a rail that they can put a light on or a laser, their sights, their flip-ups, everything that they can, you know, utilize or what they need for that patrol car to have. And it's so important to me to make sure that, like I said, when that gun goes out, that I feel comfortable enough to put my name on it and feel comfortable enough, and this is what you don't ever see, is for the CEO to be willing to pick the phone up when a customer calls and says, hey, I have a question.
That's true. If Lee will answer his mobile phone no matter who calls him, that is a true story. That is a true story.
On my business cards, if you ever meet me out and about, on my business card, has my personal cell phone number. And it doesn't matter if it's 1 a.m. in the morning or 4 a.m., I will answer the phone. I'll probably be a little incoherent because I'm kind of sleepy, but I will answer the phone every time you call.
Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we haven't even the rifles are just one thing. We haven't even talked about what I kind of think puts you on the map. And I want to talk about that when we get back. Head Down Firearms. You can find them at hdfirearms.com right now. You buy a rifle, you get a free Vortex optic to go on it. Don't have to worry about that. We will be right back. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I understand that Repubs canceled the Colorado voting and gave the electors to Cruz. Is this true or internet rumor? I have heard something along those lines. I don't have corroboration on that just yet. If any of you have that, I would love to see it. As far as this election is concerned, pay very close attention to the way the Repubs are running their stuff because they're not used to being questioned at all. And what they're used to doing is having a bunch of people like Bill Kristol or Kevin Williamson at National Review. All of these people are supposed to, they're supposed to write stuff and we're supposed to lap it up because they're conservative journalists. And, you know, that doesn't hold true anymore because what's happened is that the conservatives that have always voted for the Republicans have gotten tired of being lied to in order to get their vote, and then we give them their vote, we give them the vote, and then we give them the House, we give them the Senate. They do nothing except sit around and go, "Hello, Mr. Barack Obama, which side of your butt would you like for us to kiss today?" Left, right, just that, both sides, it doesn't, Senate, doesn't matter. We don't care. So, you know, people are sort of tired of that. They're tired of the McConnells. They're tired of, and the other thing that I'm waiting to see one thing, and that is, are they going to put forward Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney or somebody else in this coming convention that they're going to have, which will mean they're going to be butting up against the, they're going to be making a selection, bestowing upon somebody the nomination that nobody has voted for. Nobody has voted for. So, you know, that's also coming in. The way I understand it is it's distorted in Colorado, but they wrote the laws last summer. Trump should have known it. See, I've heard that too. I just haven't been paying that much attention to it because it's already made it past, you know, it's already made it past South Carolina. I'm waiting for the next go around. And in the meantime, I'm keeping every gun I own very well lubed up, and I have reset my harness and everything. I've been dieting. I've lost 22 pounds. Thank you very much. And I intend to lose more and continue to work out and do some other stuff. Raven has offered to work out with me. Dr. Jan there in the chat room from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. He's been giving me a little health advice here and there. I'm just getting ready to be the most dangerous me I can be. And if it amounts to I don't have to do anything, okay, big deal. I got good and healthy. I got good and healthy, and my shooting got better. And I got to use some stuff. And by the way, I'm planning on being heavy if that happens. I'm going to be carrying the M1A. I'm not as fast as most people used to be. So while all of those sprinters are out there going out there with their ARs, I can sort of lay back and reach out and touch someone. So anyway, it's come to light that social media, you know, Facebook doesn't want you to sell guns on Facebook. Try not to cough on the air. That's item number one. Try to make a note. Don't cough on the air. They don't want you to sell guns on the internet, which all social media is a form of communication. Now, I can get with any of these people in the chat room, and some of these people know how to get in touch with me direct, and they can drop a term to me, and I'll know exactly what they're talking about. They can do it over Facebook, and I would just know, hey, they got a gun for sale. Maybe I ought to and I know how to contact them directly. I could be like, well, okay, what you got? How much you want for it? And, you know, I don't need to get out there and put a picture on Facebook and say $5.99. I don't need to do that. Now, what Facebook is finding out, especially in the Middle East, is that ISIS and all of these other bad players that are out there in the Middle East, they're using Facebook to trade in missiles and grenade launchers and anti-aircraft guns and heavy machine guns and crew-served weapons. And they've been trying to do this since September of 2014. This is a new report tracking online trade of arms in the North African country of Libya. They've been mired in chaos since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi, which, you know, they yanked him out of a hole and executed him, and now they're in a power vacuum, I guess, of some sort. It was put out by the Ares Armament Research Services. The report was commissioned by the Small Arms Survey in Geneva and tracked 97 trades of sales over an 18-month period. The sample taken from a database maintained by Ares only represents a portion of a much larger report to be released in 2 to 3 months. And you know, they told Guns.com that the Hollywood notion of planes full of guns being rapidly unloaded is rare. It does happen on a limited basis, but typically these weapons are diverted from the authorized trade. So that means they're getting hijacked or, you know, every time we sell or every time anybody sells, especially Russia and China, they underwrite a lot of people, which is why the AK is so prevalent. They underwrite a lot of people, but a lot of times those weapons get diverted. And it doesn't take all of them to get diverted. If they've got 5 rail cars and they get 1 rail car, that's a lot of guns. So, transactions could reflect the needs of non-state Libyan armed groups and or a way for them to get rid of unwanted or obsolete weaponry. And that's a common complaint, especially for the guys fighting ISIS. They would fight ISIS all day. They don't want any boots on the ground. They just want some weapons at work. And I've seen reports where they'll be out there training and qualifying, and they'll be running AKs. And behind them will be a pile of AKs, and I know all of you AK people out there are going to say, that's just not real, Bill, you can't be honest about this, but I'm being honest about it. They'll have a pile of AKs that fail. AKs are good, but they do have a shelf life, and they will only run so many rounds through them. And they will, you know, eventually all things, all machines, if they're operated enough, begin to break. And they'll have a pile of broken down AKs behind them. And maybe they could take and cannibalize that pile and make three or four good running guns out of them. But they're just wanting weapons. And some of these guys have just out-of-date weapons. You can't fight a modern, no matter how much you can buy a Mosin Nagant for, that's not something that you want to be your primary gun. All of these guys, they're coordinating all of these sales on Facebook. They're coordinating all of these operations on Facebook. I'm almost certain that Zuckerberg probably isn't doing anything about this, because it's, after all, Muslims, and we've got to coexist, which I don't have a problem coexisting with anybody. But, you know, for as many people as I know, they never call me up and say, hey, Bill, if you don't believe what we believe and do as we say and worship the way we think you should worship and conduct your life the way we think you should conduct your life, we're going to saw your head off. None of them ever do that. So I have a very easy time of coexisting. And that's the template by which I set my life. So I guess we'll have to wait and see if Zuckerberg can find the gumption to stop the. I mean, there's no way to stop that. Social media is a communication platform, period. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One thing I want to, for those of you who may have what I have, I don't know what I had. It sort of reminded me of pneumonia, maybe walking pneumonia or whatever. I had two different types. I had some congestion in my lungs and I had some congestion in my throat. And no matter what I took, none of it worked. It's like, take cough medicine, coughed anyway. Take cold medicine. Still congested, still. Nothing worked. The only thing that seemed to work was sleep, and I couldn't sleep. The biggest problem I had was I couldn't sleep because I was coughing myself to death. But if you're out there right now, and you're going through what I'm going through, one, you have my sympathy. Two, don't take all that medicine. I took so much medicine trying to fight this that one day... Everybody's looking at my right eye because they say there's yellow in it, which is an indication of liver failure. Well, it wasn't an indication of liver failure in my case. It was a discoloration due to the fact that I had coughed so much that capillaries in my eye exploded. And while I don't have the shock and awe look, they're all underneath one eyelid. There was a little bit of it poking out of there, and... Try to get as much rest as you can if you've got this. It's very hard. I've still got it. It's still affecting me right now. But just a thought I had. Obama is insistent on constantly shaming America because of our supposed lack of gun regulation. Continues to show no interest at all in actually adhering to the gun regulations in place. Now, not only, you know, they have the fewest amount of cases in the Obama administration, far fewer than George W. Bush's Department of Justice ever had. Far fewer. Now there's information coming out that the Obama administration is granting executive clemency to dozens of felons imprisoned for firearm-related offenses, some whose crimes involve possessing or using a firearm in furtherance of drug trafficking crimes. These criminals will for the most part be released back into the very communities that they exploited and victimized with their offenses. This was all detailed in a March 31st letter from Senator Richard Shelby to U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch. According to the letter, of more than 200 federal inmates granted release under President's initiative for executive clemency, 33 were convicted of firearm-related offenses. According to the letter from Shelby, these include 7 convictions of possession of a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime, 4 convictions of possession of a firearm by a felon, and 2 convictions of use of a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking offense. Now, 33, everybody, that's not that many, Bill. The United States is a big country. That's not that many people going into. Well, they're going into the same communities where they're having spikes in crime right now. Shelby expressed his frustration this way. He said, communities in my state, like other towns and cities all over America, are working hard to clean up their streets and make their communities safer. This is a constant struggle for some areas, yet this announcement from the president sends an unfortunate and resounding message to criminals everywhere. If you are convicted of a crime involving a gun, the federal government will go easy on you. I'm not advocating for that. I've never been one to advocate for something like that. You can damn sure bet that if I commit a crime with a gun, I mean, if my pal Raven, yeah, he's still in the chat room, if Raven catches me committing a crime with a gun, while he's putting the handcuffs on me, he's going to say, Bill, I'm real sorry about this, but you're under arrest. And he's going to arrest me anyway. He's going to arrest me despite his personal feelings, as he should. This is a glaring contradiction to the president's assertion last year that the one area where I've been most frustrated and most stymied is the fact that the United States of America is the one advanced nation on earth where we do not have sufficient common sense gun laws. Surely, a man like Obama, who can read, you don't have to be any, you know, he has staff members and everything. He could go to Loretta Lynch or Eric Holder when he was in place and say, hey, dude or dudette, how many gun control laws do we actually have on the books? And they would simply tell him this. And then he would know. He could have done that. You can be sure he's done it. You know he's done it. For somebody, this is the guy who sat there and got on TV and cried after another shooting where he got out there and said, you know, sooner or later, we got to do something about this. You know, he cried about it, and yet he doesn't do what he can do. He's not getting what he wants to get, but he's not doing what he wants to do. And do you want to know why? Do you want to know? And if some people are going to be like, oh, Bill finally gets it tonight. I think he wants there to be crime. I think he wants to see black-on-black crime. I think the Democrats, they couldn't care less about Black Lives Matter, not really. I saw something the other day where de Blasio and Clinton were making fun of black people. My only problem with black people is that they listen to the Democrats. They listen to the Democrats. I know plenty of black people that don't listen to the Democrats, and they understand. And listen, I just want them to think for themselves. They don't have to think like me. Okay, they don't have to agree with me. But they, you know, they're not. Black America should not be some subset of America that's good to control and it's good to dupe. And, you know, that's been changing because we're trying to make every Hispanic lawbreaker in the United States a citizen now today. So, that's shifting too. That's another way the Democrats and the Republicans alike have gotten out there and said, well, hey, we got a bunch of new voters that could come in. We got a bunch of new people that would work for almost nothing. That's the Republican side. We got a bunch of new voters. That's the Democrat side. They're all willing to go out there and do that. In the meantime, America at large just is suffering. Obama does not use every tool at his disposal to deal with violent crime, which he should because it plagues his adopted hometown, but he doesn't do it. So rather than focus on violent criminals, his most recent and highly touted gun control offensive targeted hobbyists and collectors who make occasional gun sales, licensed dealers, and expanding the attack on veterans to include Social Security recipients. In other words, the law abiding, the ones who aren't going to hurt anybody, the ones who aren't going to rob anybody. I know a great many law-abiding people who would, if they decide to go rogue, they will make just about any crime unit, any crime group, any gang, if five or six of them got together, they would make it, it would look like a military operation compared to these indiscriminate spray and pray, undisciplined wannabe gangsters. It would be horrible. But rather than focus on the ones actually committing the violent crime, he focuses on the law-abiding. And Shelby's letter raised questions about whether the administration is following its own guidelines in the granting for executive clemency. These include prioritizing applicants who are nonviolent, low-level offenders without significant ties to large-scale criminal organizations, gangs or cartels, and who do not have a significant criminal history. If you're selling drugs and you're shooting people while you're selling drugs, that's significant, wouldn't you think? I don't think so. Obama does not believe that individuals who use or possess guns to perpetuate drug crimes, they're not really a threat to public safety. Remember, ISIS is not an existential threat to the United States. Them coming in here and blowing up a couple hundred people here and a couple hundred people there, the United States does not cease to function at that point. Do you understand that? Do you get that? It's not existential. That's what he's saying here. So, okay. Good for you, pal. Coming up next, David Kodria. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the cost. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.